Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. Is America a racist nation? Or put another way, what is critical racism? What is the critical race theory? We have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and most of the ones in the present administration that say that we're a racist nation, that we have systemic racism. What does the word systemic racism mean? What does it connote? And the question that we need to ask is, should our federal tax dollars be invested in, spent, wasted, squandered on teaching the critical race theory in governmental agencies, all the federal agencies that's being taught today? We're talking with today Congressman Mike Hill, former representative for District 1 in the state of Florida. Congressman, before the break, we're talking about this issue, and you made mention, and I don't want to drop that. I want to bring that back to the highlight for a moment, then we'll go further. You made mention about your speaking and lecturing tour across the state of Florida. I'm thankful for what you do with that and your stand on the conservative position constitutionally and as a Christian and a conservative with your lectures. Tell our listeners how they could reach you for that to be done in churches and in civic organizations and cultural meetings, that I believe you would have a great impact on the lives of those in our state. So share that with our listeners for a moment, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I can be reached by email at mikehillconservative@gmail.com. Again, that's mikehillconservative@gmail.com. Or I can be reached by phone at 850-232-3909. Again, 850-232-3909. And Dr. Youngblood, one thing I would like to share, I know it doesn't matter to you, but I just want to give a perspective to some in your audience. You and I have met each other before, face-to-face in Tallahassee at a luncheon a couple of years ago. So you know, but perhaps your listeners do not know, is that I am an American who happens to be black. I am a black person. God has decided to give me just a little bit more melanin than some of my other brothers and sisters. But one thing that I am not, and I refuse to be called this, and I will correct anyone who does, is I am not an African American. I am an American. This is my country. This is the country that I served in the military, the country that I swore an oath to protect and defend. This is my country. And we need to get away from these hyphenated names that, again, these Marxists are trying to divide us by. We are one nation under God. We need to get away from African American, Hispanic American, Asian American. We are one nation under God.
Yes. In fact, those hyphenated names simply are further divisive tools that's being used in society today. Congressman, I'm looking at an article here that says, resistance begins. State bans Marxist critical race theory in public schools. Dateline, April the 27th. The state Idaho State legislature has become the first in the nation to put a bill on the governor's desk that would ban all Marxist-based critical race theory from being taught in public schools. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Missouri, Texas, West Virginia are among those states considering this ban also about any such teachings, which regards America and Western civilization as an inherently racist country. Further, the article states on Monday an estimated 100 students protested outside the state house against the bill, which Republican lawmakers say is the safeguard against the indoctrination of our students. Critical race theory is a postmodern theoretical framework rooted in Marxist principles that view individuals through the lens of the oppressed or the oppressor based largely on their skin color, end quote. Further, the article states, the bill bars all teachers from teaching, forcing students into a belief system that claims a group of people as defined by sex, race, ethnicity, or religion are inferior or superior to others, end quote. Congressman, if it hadn't been so sad, it'd be laughable. I just understood on listening to some Fox News this morning that recently someone that had a pair of sports shoes on, I grew up calling them tennis shoes, they're now called sportswear, sports shoes, but because he had red shoestrings in his shoes, he was considered and called a white supremacist. Now we're being identified by the color of shoestrings as to whether or not we are racist in some fashion, and in this case being called white supremacist. In fact, the Biden administration just talked about a Department of Domestic Terrorism, and they just made the statement that white supremacy is perhaps more dangerous than the Afghanistan jihadist that comes against Americans. How do you respond to that kind of jargon, that kind of garbage that's destroying the cohesiveness of people in America?
It is utter nonsense, Dr. Youngblood. Here we are having someone who is the president of the United States who is touting Marxist theology. And it's the furthest thing from our constitutional republic, where we champion the rights of the individual. We don't champion the rights of a group. We believe in the rights of the individual, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal protection under the law, and a constitution that limits its government by the consent of the governed. That's what this nation was founded on. That is what made this nation so great. And we have people now like Joe Biden, who, I'm sorry, he is probably one of the dumbest people who has ever occupied the yes. seat of president of the United States that we've ever come across. And the vice president is much further behind.
Yeah, he makes Jimmy Carter look superior.
He does. It's utterly amazing. But you ask the question, well, how on earth did he become president? It's because they cheated. They stole the election. We saw it with our very eyes, and we're seeing this audit that's being performed in Arizona yes. right now, which I believe is going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was election fraud that took place. And once we can prove it in Arizona, we can go to those other five battleground states where cheating was also done. Now, we get back to this critical race theory. We've talked about it a lot, Dr. Youngblood, but I'm not so sure that we clearly defined it to your audience.
Yes.
What critical race theory says is that your identity is based on your race, the color of your skin. And that because you belong to what is called a minority race in our country, that means that you are being oppressed simply because of your skin color. Yeah. That if you were to, no matter what action is taken against you or for you, it is because of your race. And that is utter nonsense. What it does is it goes back to the Marxist ideology of class envy. And here's what's wrong with class envy and that whole thought process, Dr. Youngblood. It is because an individual doesn't know who they are.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is once you know who you are and your identity is in the revelation that you are a child of the living God,
yes,
then nothing can be higher than that. And so you don't need to try and elevate yourself because of the color of your skin, because of your education, because of your money, because of where you were born, who your parents are. You don't need to artificially elevate yourself once you recognize that you are a child of the living God. And that is why this critical race theory must have as its basis anything that is antithetical to God, because it tosses that out the window altogether. It wants to instead try to base it on the idea that you are being oppressed simply because of your skin color and not because of who you are in Christ.
That's exactly right. In fact, as one writer calls it, it's the cancer of identity politics. Let me just read for our listening audience a blurb from this article dated April the 30th of this year. Every morning, by the grace of God, I arise from my overnight slumber. I give thanks to our Creator for another day of life. I'm also thankful for being born in the United States of America. My wonderful dad taught me at the age of 8 how blessed we are to be in the sovereign United States and a sovereign American citizen. Dad grew up during the era of Jim Crow and other horrible Democratic Party encouraged cruel racist practices. Yet he was intelligent enough to understand that by hard work, faith, and not to quit spirit, he could carve out a good life for himself and for his family. Dad was a successful man because he first identified himself as a child of God, destined for success. He not only told me, but by the example, my dad backed up his belief with actions and thus was blessed and long remembered for the fine example to set for myself, my two sisters, and many others throughout his relatively short time on earth. My dad passed away when I was only 12 years of age, but I believe with all my heart that he was greeted by Almighty God with the job well done for his effort to properly raise my two sisters and I. End quote. Further, this writer says, I believe if Dad were alive today, he would be appalled at the current state of affairs in regards to the so-called battle against racism, the horrendous use of identity politics in order to try and intimidate black Americans who have escaped from oppressive racist Democratic Party plantation is immoral and only leads to destruction. Just recently, racist white Democrats viciously attacked Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina over 18 hours on the social media. The reason was because Senator Scott stated during his great rebuttal speech that America is not a racist nation. He further states the cancer of identity politics is literally eating away at the ability and the will of American black community to strive for excellence and appreciate the great potential in the life the United States will represent for them. Unfortunately, the identity politic crowd, their Democratic Party allies, are not interested in seeing black Americans, particularly black men, succeed in life like that my father did or as Senator Tim Scott did. The identity politics pushers are part of the cadre of evildoers who are dependent upon population no longer encouraged to speak high moral basic solutions to the problems of the inequities and racism. We must stop allowing people to be treated like political identity groups. We were fearfully and wonderfully made by a loving Creator who immensely cares for all of us as individuals. That was the major influence of the founding fathers, who recognized our importance as individuals with a God-given inalienable rights for each and every one of us. End quote. Congressman, how do you respond to his statements? It sounds almost like you had written that.
Well, it was spot on. Now I have to say I agree with Tim Scott's speech, his rebuttal to Joe Biden's State of the Union address, which was complete and utter nonsense.
Yes.
I'll have to share this with you, Dr. Youngblood. I was on a Zoom call. This was last summer, shortly after the George Floyd incident, and I was asked to be on it by a pastor who was out of Jacksonville, and he had several people around the state on his Zoom call, about a dozen all together. And everyone was screaming, including his pastor, that we have to get rid of systemic racism. Systemic racism needs to go. And then finally they came to me and said, Representative Hill, what do you think? I said, there's no such thing as systemic racism.
Amen.
Racism is not built into the system. Now, does racism exist? Yes, it does. But racism is a sin of an individual. It's in that person's heart. It is a sin that is in that person's life, that they would try to see someone else as inferior to them simply because of their skin color. Yes, it exists. And it doesn't exist just in America. And it's just not one-sided. You know, whites against blacks. Blacks can be just as racist as whites can.
Yes,
because
that's right.
It is a sin of the heart. And they said, okay, then what do you think is the answer? I said, we know the answer. The answer is preach the gospel. We preach the gospel. Jesus did not tell his disciples just before he ascended into heaven, go preach against murder. Go preach against adultery. Go preach against racism. No, he said, preach the gospel.
Yes, because the
gospel is the answer that will defeat sin, that will defeat racism. And until our church, the Church of the Living God, stands up in America and starts to say that boldly and loudly, we must push back against this nonsense of critical race theory and instead preach the truth. It is the gospel that will set men free, that will break us from this this ideology we're seeing called critical race theory and its racist tendencies.
Absolutely, and you touched it so aptly when you stated that, preaching the gospel, who is Jesus? Because only Jesus can change the heart, and sin is in the heart of every human being. We're created in the image of God, but we are created as individual fallen human beings. We're sinful creatures by nature. And as a result of that, what we're finding today with so-called critical race theory that's being promulgated and that's being pushed by the Biden administration, it's designed to separate based on classes of people, not looking at individuals as individuals before holy God. I'm looking at an article, Congressman, says, school district tells principals to create fake curriculum to send parents after complaints of indoctrination. This article says, faced with complaints from parents about the indoctrination of children about critical race theory, an official in Rockford School District, Missouri, instructed the teachers, listen to this satanic, demonic delusion, instructed the teachers to set up two sets of curriculum, a false one to share with parents, and the real curriculum set focused on the topic like activism, political race theory, and privilege, according to the memo obtained by the Daily Wire. Natalie Farrett, EDD, 6th to 12th grade literacy speech coordinator, wrote to a middle and high school principals that parents had repeatedly complained, we're pushing an agenda. We're pushing critical race theory. We are making our white kids feel badly about being called privileged. We're stereotyping. We're teaching kids to be social activists, and we're teaching our kids to be democratic thinkers and activists for the Socialist Democratic Party, end quote. The problem with all of that is the first time parents were able to see what the teachers were teaching because of Zoom learning, online learning, and virtual learning, end quote. And the article goes on for about five pages. The bottom line is, Congressman, we're finding in our academic system today that being promulgated, pushed by every grade level, and now the teachers are being told, set up two curriculas, one for the parent when they criticize or question what's being taught, and the other one is what you're really teaching the kids and brainwashing them. I find it antithetical to anything that's called proper academics. And I don't know about you, Congressman, we may have touched on it before, but I'm all for seeing parents pull their students out of the public school system, the incubator of brainwashing, put them in private schools, Christian schools, charter schools, parochial schools, anything but the public school system. How do you feel about what this article is saying that's being done? And if it's being done in one school, you can be assured that it's being done across the board in schools across America.
Well, it's appalling, and it shows that the only way that they can get this nonsense done is if they lie about it, is if they have to present a falsehood. which right there shows that its roots are evil and come from the devil. The devil is the father of lies. It comes to him naturally. So for this person to espouse, let's cheat, let's lie to the parents, pretend we're teaching one thing when we're teaching another, that is appalling. And I agree with you. Take your children out of public schools as much as a parent is able to. Homeschool, private school, charter schools, internet schools. That's all available to many parents nowadays. I know throughout the state of Florida, this school choice. Now, some parents believe that they're unable to do homeschool. They're unable to afford private school because both parents are working. What I would offer to them, and of course, I don't know each person's individual situation, but as much as you are able, one of the parents, preferably the mother, should stay at home raising those children in a way they should go, so when they grow old, they won't depart from it. Take them out of those indoctrinating, brainwashing public schools, which have become terrible to American society. Not all public schools, but a lot of them have been. And parents, if that means that you won't be able to have three cars, you can only have two, if one parent stays at home, so be it. Make that sacrifice for your children and for this nation. We were blessed, my wife and I, in that she was able to stay at home with all of our children as they went through high school and graduated. And we were able to send our children to private school. It was such a blessing. A private Christian school is where they went, so that they were well-grounded and founded in their Christian beliefs.
Amen.
But if I could, Dr. Youngblood, I would like to share a little bit of an article that was written by Dr. Ken Ham, who heads up the Answers in Genesis,
yes,
where he writes, at its foundation, critical race theory elevates sinful man's word above God's word. Critical race theory spawns envy, division, and power struggles. No wonder there's so much unrest and chaos in the street. It's what critical race theory espouses. These ideas are diametrically opposed to the biblical virtues of contentment, which we find in Philippians chapter 4, unity in John chapter 17, and humility, Colossians chapter 12. And since CRT, critical race theory, is a Marxist-motivated ideology, it is atheistic. At best, it ignores the God who made the heavens and the earth. This is how we know critical race theory is not biblical. Instead, critical race theory is a false world view.
Well said. In fact, Ken Ham is the one that had written the book, One Race. God created one race. That's a human race. And so what you've just shared from one of the articles from Ken Ham is, I think, as old cliche goes, hitting the nail on the head. It is absolutely correct. Congressman, hold on for a moment. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
We're watching the woke mob literally rip this nation apart or do their very best to do it. And amazingly, this critical race theory makes you guilty of something before you open your mouth. Before a word is spoken, before a deed is done, it makes you guilty of something if your skin happens to be too light. And it makes you deserving of something or victim of something before you open your mouth, before you do anything, before you take a step, before you perform any deed. It makes you, worthy of something. It's a twisted world in which meritocracy goes out the window. Individualism goes out the window. Individual responsibility goes out the window. That is what the woke mob is all about. And it's more about the division than I believe anything else, a divide and conquer type of mentality, a striking at the very foundation of this nation in order to undermine. And the scripture says, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do, or what do the righteous do? Today we're looking at essentially defending against this so as to preserve and perhaps restore the very foundations that have made us the great nation that we are today.
Yes, Greg, you touch on that, and I think of it, and I'll say this and then ask the congressman to respond. You realize in the critical race theory and our school system, grade school through high school and through university. They're now teaching that for a white child as young as 3 months old, that the parent has the responsibility of teaching that child that he is a white supremacist, and he must break that child of being a white supremacist so that, that child will understand what white supremacism is, and the critical race theory must come into play in his or her life. Congressman, had you heard that? Did you realize that? That now a three-month-old, regardless of color, but they're using now the tonation of white, that somehow, some way, you're born a racist, and you must be broken of that so that you're not no longer looking at it from a racist standpoint of a tonation of skin.
That's just stupid, Dr. Young.
It is. That's the best term, too.
I mean, a child is born in sin. A child is a sinner. But you can't point to that child that you're a racist. That's just utter nonsense. And that sin, thank goodness, thank God, can be overcome because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And so to try and indoctrinate into any parent who would do that, I would call that child abuse. Love your child. Don't try and teach your child that instead that there is something wrong with them because of the color of their skin.
Yes.
And, you know, this whole critical race theory, you know, how condescending is that to say that you cannot achieve, you cannot perform well in America simply because of the color of your skin, that in fact you are inferior because of the color of your skin and you must do something to take it back, including not accepting the truth of 2 + 2 = 4.
Yes. Congressman and Greg, hold on a minute. I believe we have Jose on the line. He's got just a moment. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, brother, this is so sad. I do some home repairs, right? I was at a customer. They moved from Pennsylvania. And I asked him if they got family. They said, oh, no, we cannot have babies. I said, well, that'd be nice. You guys can adopt. They said, oh, no, we had a horrible experience. I said, what happened? They went through the process. They spent $32,000 to adopt a black kid that was in the system. The NAACP sued them, because they cannot teach the black American values into that kid because they were white, and they lost the case. How insane is this? So they prefer to have a Latino, a black kid in the system than giving it for adoption to a white family? I mean, why so harmful for any race to adopt? No matter the race,
that's exactly where we are. Our time is out, but let me simply say, Congressman, if you would respond to that in our closing thoughts. We've got about 18 seconds for the broadcast. How would you respond to that biblically?
This is what we should do, Dr. Youngblood. We should love one another, build up one another, give preference to one another, stimulate one another to good deeds, bear with one another's burdens, be hospitable to one another, pray for one another. That's what we should do, Dr. Youngblood. That is what God prescribes for us to do.
Amen. And that's regardless of skin tonation, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Q&A and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.